nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Iranian officials are about to meet with representatives of Britain, France, and Germany looking for a deal regarding their nuclear program. Harlan Ullman is senior advisor to the Atlantic Council.
Negotiations with the United States are very, very unlikely. And so, therefore, this negotiation may open a path to Iran as a way of being able to improve its relations with EU. If it does, I suspect that might infuriate the Trump administration, but we're in a situation here where the administration in America is sort of lost to what it can do in terms of Iran except impose sanctions.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff says the U.S. is cutting short Gaza ceasefire talks. BBC's Tom Bateman reports on reaction.
I think in part this is a pressure tactic because they know that Hamas regarded this as their final response to the current proposal on the table. Clearly, the Israelis are not happy with it. And in the build-up to this announcement by Mr. Witkoff, it was clear the Americans were going to do something that they hoped would shift the dial.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met Thursday with Ghislaine Maxwell, the convicted accomplice of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
You had this day-long meeting. The Fifth Amendment was not invoked. What kind of readout will the Department of Justice give? And can they trust Maxwell, who has been accused in the past of fabricating stories, including to the feds?
Blanche says he'll have another meeting with Maxwell Friday. Lori Vallow Daybell, already serving life sentences in Idaho in the killings of her two youngest children and another person, returns to court Friday for sentencing on conspiracy convictions in Arizona. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
She has also conspired to murder her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband in Arizona. She succeeded with her husband. Those victims and the people of Arizona deserve justice too, even though she's already serving a life sentence in another state.
The Federal Communications Commission has approved Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance Media. This after months of turmoil over President Trump's legal battle with 60 Minutes, a signature program on the Paramount-owned CBS. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
President Trump had sued the company, claiming a 60 Minutes interview of then-candidate Kamala Harris was edited to make one of her answers look better than it was. Paramount settled the suit for $16 million. Commissioner Ana Gomez accused the FCC of pressuring Paramount to, quote, broker a private legal settlement and further erode press freedom.
Heavy thunderstorms will extend from Maine to Kansas Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
O'Reilly.
Save money on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. We can recommend all the oil change supplies you need. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes, his parent company is taking a drubbing by a member of the team.
The guys at South Park aren't letting their new bosses hold them back.
Mom, my favorite show just got canceled by the government.
The Show Season 27 premiere takes aim at Paramount's decision to bring an end to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
The government can't cancel the show. I mean, what show are they going to cancel next?
The new South Park episode also critiques the company's settlement with President Trump over a 60 Minutes interview. The new season began streaming the same day Paramount announced a five-year deal for 50 new episodes of the animated series. Paramount blames Colbert's cancellation on the financials, not his criticism of the president. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tech companies selling AI to the federal government must now prove their chatbots aren't woke. President Trump issued an executive order to prevent, quote, woke AI. No comment yet from Google or Microsoft. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now at 72.
Try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. is home.
To the Heritage Museum, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. Vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city.
see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
WRJN. I keep on dancing for time. You gotta turn the jerk right now. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion. Time you gotta do the locomotion. Yeah. Grind your weary feet away. Shake it, shake it, perfect dance.
find myself some way.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Girl, I want. instead of breaking up.
Oh,
let's do some kissing and making up.
Oh,
don't throw our love away. In my arms, why don't you stay? Need ya, need ya.
Baby love, ooh, baby love.
Baby love, my baby love, why must we separate my love? All of my whole life through, I never loved no one but you. Why you do me like you do? I get this need,
baby.
Ooh, ooh, need to hold you once again, my love. Feel your warm embrace, my love. Don't throw our love away.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walk.
spooky old woods alone.
Shouting from the mountains all that you wear in high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magicians.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Each night I ask the stars up above.
must I be a teenager in love?
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
You see the night you've gone, and I'm CBS News Brief. Jeffrey Epstein's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, will be driven from prison to a federal courthouse in Tallahassee for a second round of questioning by the Justice Department today. Her attorney, David Marcus.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer. She answered all the questions truthfully, honestly, and to the best of her ability.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's echoing President Trump's latest call for interest rate cuts during his tour of the Fed with Chairman Jerome Powell.
I think that would be a big thing for the economy, and I think he ought to duly consider that. It would save the nation a lot of money, and it would give a lot more people more opportunity.
A smooth jazz master has died. Two-time Grammy winner Chuck Mangione, who climbed the music charts in the 1970s and 80s, was 84 years old. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts